Today's story is called Felisa and the Elves. All right, let's get to the story. Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful maiden. Wait a minute. This story isn't about a princess in a castle, but she still was a beautiful lady. And she owned a bake shop. In it, there were cookies, cakes, pies, and everything else you could imagine. But her specialty was lemon meringue. Everybody loved it. They had it for parties, desserts, everything. But there were some elves who wanted it most of all. Elves love lemons, as legend. And they love meringue. So every time there was a party, they'd walk up to the door and ask for some. But the noise would be too loud, that they wouldn't be heard because of their soft little voices. And they do not, not like loud noises. So, all the lemon meringue was eaten up by the time they even had a bite, which made them all very, very, very sad. So, they decided to have a plan. One night, when Felisa was walking in the garden, she saw something, which was a poppy. And this poppy, just like in The Wizard of Oz, was poison. So she fell asleep as immediately as she smelled it. All the elves gathered around her and picked her up and hoisted her to their house. When she woke up, she said, "Where am I? I need to bake lemon meringue for our customers tomorrow." And then the elf said, "Yes, you need to bake lemon meringue for us forever." "Yes, yes, yes."
"Oh, I can't do that," Felisa said. "I have a baby and a daughter and a husband. How could I do that?"
They said, "Well, we are your new family, your taste testers. Now you bake lemon meringue for us for the rest of your life."
"Well," Felisa said,
well, she was very fond of good manners, just so you know, and they had none.
"Well," she said again, "the first thing I need is I need a bowl."
And they came back with a tiny bowl and a tiny spoon.
"I need a bigger one," she said. "Please get me a bowl and a spoon for my house, and lemon and sugar and butter and everything else you want in your lemon meringue. And everything, please."
So they scurried off as fast as they can.
"Yes, and soon we will have a cake! I mean lemon meringue, which is even better. Wait, let's make her bake both,"
they decided finally. So they brought the ingredients there, and she mixed them up. And then she said,
"Oh, my goodness, I feel so tired. I need my precious cat to keep purring so I can stir right without falling asleep because it's so boring," she said. So they brought her her cat. "Oh, I need my dog and my hamster and my gerbil to run around the room to make me so happy that when I crack the eggs, they become light. And when I whisk them together, they become light and frisky."
So they brought them too. And finally she said,
I can't put it in the oven for the long enough time without my daughter and baby sitting beside me doing words of encouragement and telling me to take it out of the oven."
"Well, we could do that," she said.
And then she said, "But I don't have a taste tester. I need my husband."
So they brought everything to her. And they never said a word of "you're welcome" or anything else.
"Now make us our cake and lemon meringue," they said.
Oh, I will in a little while. But first, my baby is very hungry. Bring me the stuff to make a stew.
So after a couple hours, stew was done, and the baby was fed. But then she realized something. She gave the baby a spoon.
Do-do-do-do-do.
What do babies do when they got spoons in a metal pot? Well, find out later in just a couple minutes on Here's Your Stories. Get ready for some fun stories after a quick break.
Oh, you like to read? Go to our library. And you can have a free challenge that you get a free ice cream and a free book.
Free!
Do 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 do. So, Felicia had just given her baby a spoon and a metal bowl and a pot of stew. You know, babies always think everything is a toy, so she went bang, 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 bang on the pot. And then, as you heard, the elves do not like loud noises, so they flew around the world saying,
"Help us, Felicia, please, help us."
Well, actually, that's what she wanted them to say, but instead, they said, "Help us, help us, help us." And then the dog started barking, "Woof, woof, woof." The gerbil started squeaking, "Squeak, squeak, squeak." The hamster started crying. The cat started meowing, "Meow, meow." And all of that was together, and it made the worst sound, "Meow, woof." Bang, 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 and everything all together into a big bang.
"Help us, please," they finally shouted. "Please, Felicia, we will be so thankful."
Then what she did was she took the spoon away from the baby and gave her a plastic spoon and spooned it into the baby's mouth. And then everything became quiet.
"Thank you," the fairy said, "thank you." Felicia said, "One more thing of thanks. Will you please let me go home? I will feed you cakes and lemon meringue whenever you want."
So every day, they would sit together and eat a meal. Not a forced meal, but a happy meal. A meal of friendship. That's the end of this story. Don't put your ears down because there will be more.